The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie where Bette Midler loses weight and is still Bette Midler.
The movie with a conniving, whoring millionaire back in 1986 who doesn't do a single ounce of cocaine.
The movie that proves that kidnappers are the good guys while self-made millionaires, they're evil.
This is Ruthless People on Blockbuster Nostalgia.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia. I'm E.G. Sykes.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And I'm Emma Peterson.
This is the podcast where we're counting down the top grossing movies of the 1980s, one by one.
The greaties.
We get super drunk while we're doing it, and we're going in reverse order. We're down to Ruthless People.
Yeah, we're like in the still 20s in here?
It's like 28, 29, something like that.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, this movie.
In our order, it's like 80.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah, if you're looking at it the other way, I guess. Yeah. The heathen way.
The heathen way. It doesn't follow this podcast.
No, only go by the podcast and all your movie news and lists. Only go by our podcast.
Absolutely. We are your new god now. All other lists and podcasts are blasphemies against us, and they shall be destroyed.
Yeah. How much were you wondering how much Wonder Woman made? I don't know, but listen to our podcast.
Yeah, you'll find out eventually. when we get to this decade, in like 10 years, you'll find out.
You'll get to that. Anyway, this one made $71.624 million. This is a good old-fashioned Abraham Sucker and Zucker.
Yeah. Classic comedy trio. Yeah, that's the word that you usually use is trio.
Yeah, trio.
But Zucker and Abrams, they're the group that brought you such classic comedy hits as the Airplane movies and the Naked Gun movies, Police Squad, all that.
Top Secret, right?
Top Secret was them as well, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of phenomenal comedies.
All like joke a minute type of. Like,
yeah, yeah. The
back,
very,
back to back to back.
Very. Yeah, exactly. The parody stuff.
This was like this is their final movie that they did together. This is crazy.
Yeah, they've all gone on to do a lot of other films, and they've worked on like the Scary Movie franchise and a bunch of other stuff individually.
Yeah, some good shit in there, some shitty shit in there. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, this I guess is their last all together as directors.
Did they get all like a director credit? Because back then you couldn't all get director
credit. They all did get director credit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's weird.
How did that? Because then they wouldn't let the Coen brothers do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, one got written by credit, one got director credit.
Yeah.
One got producer credit. Or they both got producer credit, but yeah, you couldn't.
They always mix it up. Yeah,
it wasn't until Robert Rodriguez, threatened to leave the fucking guild.
Over not giving Frank Miller credit.
Yeah.
For Sin City.
Yeah. That's weird. Maybe it's
good. Yeah, Zack Snyder, where were you at, bro? why didn't you give everything that was good about that fucking
to Frank Miller? No Frank shit, Miller. Yeah. And fucking Alan Moore. For Watchmen.
Exactly. Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons.
To be fair, though, like, they didn't win any awards or anything. Just a credit.
Yeah. Still. Well, and also, Alan Moore would have wanted his name removed from it because...
Oh, yeah, because that's how he is.
Alan Moore is a crazy snake-worshipping magic man.
Yeah. He really is. He lives, like, in a hobbit hole somewhere. Yeah. You can't get a hold of him, and he hates everything he's ever done.
Yeah. He's just, like, giant beard and...
Yeah. The pictures.
Eric.
Yeah, that's me in 10 just years, for sure.
Self-loathing.
Sure, 10 years.
Yeah. it's just like pictures of, if you look up pictures of him on Google Images, and the Google Images are, you sure you didn't mean like Charles Manson? Because that's exactly.
It's what he looks like. You're not wrong.
He's just
You're
an insane
wrong.
Man.
Yeah.
Pictures from far away, like there's not even like good pictures of him. Yeah, we're fucking crazy. But
he may also be the Sasquatch. That's a distinct possibility. Yeah.
And an amazing fucking writer.
Yeah, phenomenal writer.
Yeah. That's how it is, man.
So this is our podcast where we talk about Alan Moore and Frank Miller and that classic 80s comic scene.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about some Eastman and Laird later and some Ninja Turtles. So let's, I guess, go over this movie. This is not like the typical... Abrams Zucker.
No, it's not.
Jam.
It's not like a parody or like.
Yeah,
a
they didn't write it either,
no.
Which is unique. They usually are part of the writing staff. It's a completely different writer. Completely different style of film. This is like a straight up, like heist comedy. Kind of. Well, not a heist, but it's, you know, crime comedy, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Dale Lautner, wrote it, who wrote My Cousin Vinny, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Great movies.
Yeah. Love Potion Number 9.
Oh, I love that movie.
Sandra Bullock, right?
Sandra Bullock. Yeah, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
The darling of the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes a love potion that goes, makes monkeys like rape each other and fight each other and stuff. And then she decides to use it.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I don't remember that part. Was this a prequel to Planet of the Apes?
Yeah. Seriously, watch it. It's like they test it on the monkeys, and the monkey is super into the other monkey. And so he breaks through the wall to get to the female monkey.
Yeah.
And then if he's around the male monkey, the other male monkey tries to kill him. And then they're like, you know what? We should use it ourselves.
Yeah. And they do.
And they do.
It makes a lot of sense.
To hilarious, hilarious consequences.
I've always said I want a woman that will break through iron bars and kill another woman to get to me. That's my dream girl.
Yeah. It shouldn't be hard to find.
You want a female chimpanzee?
I mean, it doesn't have to be a chimp. It could be a gorilla, orangutan. I'm not racist.
As long as they don't got the monkey in them, right?
Orangutan's where the money is, I'd say.
Baboons have the big red butt, right? Just a target.
It's like playing darts. Penis darts. I'm coined, everybody. Because we're coined penis darts.
That's the new drinking game. Sweeping the fraternities of America.
As if they weren't gay enough. Yeah. Penis darts comes into the scene.
Anyways, this is a movie that we watched. And has Danny DeVito in it, who we love.
Yeah, so from the very... Well, first of all, the opening is really awesome because it's animated...
It's fucking Mick Jagger.
It's Mick Jagger singing the Ruthless People song, which again...
This is also the second movie that in a row that has had an animated opening.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation was.
Yeah, and Christmas Vacation also had a theme song that they're singing about Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You want me to sing it?
No. No, thank you.
The whole vodka is about how you knew how to sing it. Well, sing Ruthless People, that was good. Mick Jagger.
Not really.
Yeah.
But it's a funny little animated sequence.
Yeah, it's fine.
It has nothing to do with the movie. It's just like crabs fighting each other and shit.
Yeah, it just looks like someone's MTV like demo reel.
Yeah. Yeah, but... To Mick Jagger. How do they get Mick Jagger?
Money.
Oh, that's right. I forgot also, Mick Jagger loves money.
He's so different than us. Unlike us, he loves money.
He did it for money. I don't know. I don't know why you would do work for money. I understand
that. I only do it for the love of the game.
Yeah. Famous people. Jeez.
That's why I've spent so much time in customer service. I just love it so much.
I just love making people smile.
Yeah. I really love that personal interaction with other human beings that I respect, that are very intelligent people.
3 seconds before the podcast started, you said you hate both of us. Yeah. So
it's true.
Love of people.
Very true.
And I believe it.
You should. It's true.
He hates it hates us with all his heart.
Is it because I ate the last piece of chicken? Is that why?
Yeah. Is it because I shot your paw?
That's
grudges, man. Let him go. Let him go.
Free yourself from these earthly desires. So, we apologize if you're any trained BT dub.
Yeah, we're beautiful downtown Tucson. Where we're recording.
Downtown Tucson.
There's some trains around here and shit. We get some trains. We get some crazy people. We get some bands playing in the street.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. A little cool. New Orleans style.
Yeah. It's 110 out there, but still.
Exactly.
At least it's not humid.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're dying of heat exhaustion, you can at least be like, well, but humidity, though.
No humidity, though.
I feel like I'm winning. I'm so dried out.
Take that, mosquitoes. The East Coast. So this movie is about... So after the animated sequence...
Yeah, and the theme song.
And the theme song and all stuff. We just go straight into Danny DeVito telling a chick that he's fucking...
That he wants to murder his wife.
That he's going
to
murder his wife. That's a first
scene.
Which
is pretty wild. Yeah. Pretty wild entrance into the movie.
Yeah, for it just immediately like, I'm fucking tired of her. I got chloroform. I'm going to fucking chloroform her, and then I'm going to kill her. I can't remember if he says how he's going to kill her.
He said that he was going to choke her because he wanted to do it with his hands.
God, this is fucking badass.
His wife is also Bette Midler.
Yeah.
And who hasn't wanted to choke her?
Yeah.
No, but
it's brutal.
It is brutal. And Danny, I mean, first of all, you would think he would have learned the crisscross. You know, you got to come on, man.
Was that
next, the year after this, maybe?
Throw Mama from the Train?
Yeah.
I think it was after this.
Yeah. I think it might have been after this. But yeah, you rule number one, don't tell your fucking mistress.
That's don't tell anyone. Yeah. That's premeditation, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chick that's banging the rich guy just because he's rich has fucking nothing to, she does not have to worry about anything. She's just going to wait till it goes public and then she gets to be a star, like on TV. Yeah. That's all she cares about.
She has her own reality show. Yeah. And maybe becomes the president one day.
If I learned anything.
Yeah, that's the path to the White House.
Yeah, right?
Just become a reality star and have a lot of money.
The sad black cloud that is our reality. You know that? You can do that. It's a real thing.
I mean, it helps if you have billions of dollars, I suppose.
Or at least pretend to have billions of dollars.
Yes.
We could. I remember, like, 8 years ago when people were like, you can be like a penniless black kid in Hawaii and then rise to be the fucking president. Now it's like, you can be a fucking, like,
Cheeto. Yeah. And become the fucking president.
You can be like the worst piece of shit who had a fucking show being a piece of shit, and you can become president.
Well, I mean, that gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah, that's true. If I know anything about pieces of shit,
you're grade A, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Government grade.
Appreciate that.
USDA B.
If you're in the market for an opinionated asshole,
this is the man right here.
Right here. I'll get a spray tan if I have to. You know, one thing I noticed, well, we'll get to it, I guess, because so he goes home to see his wife, to murder her, to murder.
Yeah, straight up to kill.
Do killing. Mm-hmm. And when he gets there for the killing, she is gone. Yeah. Turns out she's been kidnapped.
Which is fucking perfect for him.
Yeah, he's like, awesome, now I don't have to get my hands dirty, which is what he should have been doing from the first place.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You're really bad at this.
He should have thought, he really, like, he had no plan. His plan was he was going to, what does he do?
Yeah,
what does he do?
He's
after
just
going to
kill
her
and then what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have a fucking plan, man. You're that rich. You got to cover your shit.
Yeah, yeah. You millions of dollars and your entire life is on the line.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, the many people I have murdered, I have covered that shit up tight.
Yeah. And you're not even rich.
I know. That's why I have to doubly plan. I can't just get away with murder. I'm not O.J. Simpson over here. What are you talking about?
Exactly. At that rich, like, you hire like a retarded guy to do your gardening for like a whole year.
Yeah.
And then just plant like her panties in this fucking thing every now and then. And like just like really work at it really hard. And then when you kill her.
Yeah, you got to put a lot of planning into that.
Retarded gardener.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I walked in on the retarded gardener choking her. That's why I shot him in the fucking head.
Yep.
And now they're both dead. Oh, woe is
fucking
me.
Fucking tragedy.
You had all that time, Danny DeVito.
All that time. He was with her for what, 15, over 15 years.
Yeah.
Because he talks about how he married her because her old man was dying. And he thought he would inherit her wealth.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
And then he like lived for another 15 years. So Danny DeVito had to go out and become a self-made millionaire. Although in fairness, what we learn later is he's not so much self-made as he is self-stole.
Yeah, yeah. Like he just took a bunch of her money or something.
Well, no, he took Helen
Slater's ideas. Oh, yeah. He stole
Supergirl's ideas.
Yeah. So immediately.
Which, although, I mean, Supergirl's big idea was, let's make a mini skirt with spandex. I feel like is not
a good idea.
Well, no, it's a fucking great idea.
It's a fine idea, but it's also like, really? They weren't, I mean.
They weren't already doing that?
Yeah.
Everything was spandex in the 80s.
Right. And like, it's also not a big stretch to be like, hey, we have all this fabric. We also make skirts.
Yeah. It's not like just one lady's idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like saying I invented the sleeve.
Right.
Check it out.
Hey, I've noticed my arms are getting burnt by the sun. Maybe if I put some of this other fabric over them.
That was my idea.
Oh. You piece of shit. Yeah. So immediately we find out that good old Judge Reinhold and
Supergirl, Helen
Slater. Supergirl, Helen Slater. have kidnapped Bette Midler, and right. they have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
They are very inept.
Yeah, they're just bumming.
Judge Reinhold ends up chloroforming himself.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny scene.
They're holding her. They're holding her hostage with a gun that's actually a lighter.
Yeah, they just like take off the bandage right away so she sees her face. Yeah. They're having conversations with her. She's just chained to a bed, and at first, like she can just lift up the bed.
Yeah.
So they have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's actually like this movie's plot is super convoluted.
But in a very good
yeah,
way.
Yeah, everything ties up so nicely. Like everything is like.
Not quite. That's actually one of my complaints.
Your
is that
beef?
There's a few. My beef is filet mignon. But
yeah, that's good beef.
It's good beef. Anyways, that's. Oh, man. I feel bad for making that joke. They do leave a few loose plot threads that I thought they would wrap up, but we'll get there. So he calls, the Judge Reinhold, when he calls up DeVito, he tells him, hey, don't call the cops. Don't tell the media. Just bring $500,000 to this location or your wife is dead. And of course, Danny DeVito's like, fuck yeah.
So he calls the cops. He calls the media.
Yeah.
Becomes a big star.
Cause he wants them to kill her. Obviously, that was his whole plan to begin with.
And yeah. And then add to this. This like nice little simple thing that you start convoluting it a little bit,
right?
With his whore that he's super into, mm-hmm. decides to blackmail
him. Like a whore, guys. Like she's just sleeping with him. His mistress.
That sounds like a whore.
Mistress.
All right, well, I mean, she's not like legit a whore.
Hold on.
Was he not paying her?
Are you saying you can sleep with women without paying them?
Mind blown.
We had no idea. I don't know what you're saying. I know those words, but what you said made no sense.
Does not make sense.
Because he was even saying like, oh, you're going to be the next Mrs. Damn Stone and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's what we tell all our whores. No, she seems like she's like, no,
she might just be his mistress.
She's his mistress, but also she's going to try to blackmail him. So I feel like that's a very whore thing to do.
Yeah, if you're blackmailing a guy for murdering his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she, his mistress, is also getting fucked by Bill Pullman with a fucking dust devil.
Yeah. Bill Pullman with bleach blonde hair with
this
just
is
the
like
darkest
his breakout
of dark
role.
Roots. Yeah.
His breakout role, super dark roots, super fucking bleach blonde, like surfer hair.
This same year as Spaceballs or the year before?
Well, this is 86.
And Spaceballs was either 86 or 87.
Yeah, so it has to be like the year before. But he's fucking over with the Dust Devil.
Yeah, which I'm not entirely sure how it works, but I'm interested.
But it was working.
It was working.
Yeah, she was screaming quite a lot. Yeah. And I could hear the machine and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then he just pulls it out from under the sheets. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Way to be creative.
I want
to
know more, Bill Pullman.
Yeah. Go on, Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
Explain.
Explain. I want a tutorial video.
Can it be done with a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, that's just a regular or
the attachment.
Yeah, the attachment, exactly. The suction attachment. I suppose that would work on certain body parts, right?
Maybe like the.
Well, let's test it on you fuckers first.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, my foreskin. We'll get tangled up in it.
Was that what the Bob Dylan Tangled Up in Blue song was about?
Yeah.
Foreskin. Oh, wow.
Blue Who balls knew? And foreskin.
Ah, crazy.
Google it. It's actually, there's no definition for any of his songs. People are just like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Greatest songwriter of all time.
I have no idea. Talks about camels for some reason. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, so they decide that they're going to blackmail him.
Right.
By catching him killing her.
Right. So they take... So I'm not entirely sure why they're at this location or why they think that's him, but they record a completely different guy who we don't know it for a long time. We have no idea who this guy is.
No, it's just like Bill Pullman is waiting by the road.
Right.
And
he just sees
a car. Up, yeah.
Right. The car with a woman and a man in it. And they start going to fuck town.
Yeah. So he just starts recording, but he can't watch because he doesn't want to see a woman get killed.
But she doesn't get killed. They just have sex.
It's just like a random old dude and a random chick banging. And it's also, we get tits. That's where we get tits in this movie.
Yeah. Far away tits, but tits.
Yeah, but still, this is a Touchstone production.
Yeah.
Again, this is a Disney company.
Disney company, sure.
They put out like some hard R-rated shit in the 80s.
They used to do that.
Yeah. That was cool of them. That was before, like, Night Before Christmas was Touchstone. Because they did Dirty Rotten Scoundrels too, right? And
I think so. I mean, there was a lot of... I mean, Touchstone did a lot of great movies back in the day.
Yeah. But yeah, so he just fucks her. Bill Pullman records it. They can't get themselves to watch it because they think
Yeah. I mean, she's screaming so violently that he thinks that that's definitely her being murdered. So he gets sick.
I feel like that means that she's never been fucked the right way.
Or it means that Bill Pullman has never fucked the right way, although we've seen him with the Dust Devil, so...
No, I think it means that that guy was actually fucking a whore, and she was faking it because...
she was going over the top?
Oh, yeah. All right. Jesus, see, that's why we have a girl in. Because we live in this weird little dude bubble.
Yeah.
Where we're just like, no, that's what you really feel.
Like, you guys could be, like, the retarded landscaper that you were talking about.
I keep finding all these panties in my drawer.
Guys, you're so dumb. God.
Now we know. Okay, so that's what makes the horror, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, actually, you're right. She shows up and kind of, before his birthday, like, has, like, the lingerie and stuff, which is actually really nice of her to do.
No, she's not, like, I mean, clearly, throughout the movie, we find out that she is using him. Like, she's using him for his money, and then she's gonna turn around and blackmail him with this videotape of him supposedly killing his wife. And then, you know, so she's got intentions. She wants to run off with Bill Pullman's character, but also she knows that he's an idiot, so maybe she's using him, too.
Right.
As a patsy, you know what I mean? So
also, I feel like, hey, Double D, you know what you look like. You're Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you should know, man.
You should know that if, if this woman is all over you, it's because of the money.
Yeah. Also, like, she seems like she's using everybody.
Yeah. She probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then the movie gets kind of convoluted. So, yeah, so that's the other story that's going on. So they think that they've caught Danny DeVito killing his wife. It's a completely different person with a completely different woman.
Just banging a chick.
Not killing, just having sex.
Banging a whore. Not a, you know what? I think, like, she is the most acceptable level of, like, slut. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you are just, like, did you hear that?
Who, the redhead?
Yeah, like, she's fucking this married guy.
Right.
Because she started fucking this married guy, and she's still fucking this married guy, and he's married. And you're like, what a fucking bitch. But you're like, she's fucking this super rich guy. And then, you know, she's watching out for herself because he's rich and he's going to take care of her. People are kind of like, I get it.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I wouldn't do the same in her place.
Yeah, I feel like money coming in, like, all of a sudden you're like, it's a little empowering. It's a little empowering. Like, she's doing the same shit that all the other chick's doing, but she's going to get taken care of at the end of the day.
Sure.
I mean, as a woman myself,
right,
I feel like I know what a power is.
Oh, yeah, definitely do.
So, yeah, that's what's going on in the movie.
Also, Judge Reinhold selling stereo systems.
Yeah, Judge Reinhold's day job, he's selling stereos, which is a good reminder that stereos used to be gigantic.
A big business. Like the
huge
like
business.
It would cost like the same, he says, like it's the
same price as a Subaru.
Subaru. Because it's giant fucking speakers and shit.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's not, I remember, I mean, speaker systems and stereo systems, CD players, all that stuff, that used to be huge business. Yeah, really
but
expensive.
Like also physically huge.
Yes, also physically huge. You would have gigantic speakers in your house.
Yeah. It was like the size of fucking, like a Great Dane.
Yeah. But it was bigger, in each it was bigger than him.
Yeah.
Well, that one was, but I mean, even most of the people I knew that had like, stereo systems in their house, you know, those things were probably a good 3-4 feet tall.
Yeah, like, they're like the size of an amp now.
Yeah, exactly. They're like a guitar amp.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
ridiculous.
He's selling them like the shit out of them. And the whole store is that. Like, you're that, well, and TVs and shit, I guess.
So their whole thing is they're trying to get back at Danny DeVito because they, like, he stole Helen Slater's idea.
Yeah, so he became a millionaire. And they're like,
fashion tycoon.
Yeah, fashion tycoon. He's what, you deserve.
They call him the king of the miniskirts or some shit. Yeah.
But though, and then the whole time, like so they kidnap Bette Midler. It's a pretty stupid plan, but
it's a very bad plan.
Yeah, but it's still a plan. Like kidnapping his wife, getting the money that we deserve.
Right.
Makes sense.
Sure.
But then they're just like being.
They're just very inept at it.
Yeah, inept at it.
Because it's a comedy.
And he can't hurt a spider. Like show.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's a really great scene because he's talking about how we've got to be ruthless. We've got to just do this. They owe us, blah, blah, blah. Like, we can't care about feelings. And the whole time he's picking up this spider with a magazine and taking it outside.
Yeah.
And then he closes the door, goes, and then opens the door back up and crushes the spider.
Yeah, yeah. Stomps on it.
Yeah, because he's trying to, like, prove his point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We know he's just, and you see the same thing happen later where he's again doubling down on, we got to be super ruthless and just do this. And he's selling this guy this ridiculously expensive stereo that he's can't afford.
Yeah.
And then he sees the guy has a pregnant wife and he's like,
no, let me show you the really affordable shit. And the whole thing is that you can finance it. You don't have to afford it.
Yeah.
You can finance it, which is how I live my life.
Yeah, that's how we all, that's how America lives.
It's not real money. It's just a credit card.
That's how America, both as individuals and also as a nation, has lived its life for some time.
Yeah, that's right. Just borrowing all our money from China. Good old China.
Good old China. They'll never let us down or ask for their money back, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Especially
what...
with a president who insults the shit out of them all the time.
Yeah, nonstop. I don't know what they're going to come and take from me. I don't know the credit card company. I don't understand what they're going to repo.
Well, if you've seen Repo the Genetic Opera, your fucking organs.
My organs? Yeah. Ooh, now we're talking. Yeah,
or Monty Python for that matter, right?
Yeah, that's true. You're the fucking up the ante on this.
Yeah.
Or the Repo Man with...
exactly, which is the same fucking thing.
Yeah, was it Ewan McGregor?
Was it?
I don't know. It was one of those dudes.
Yeah.
But they see, now...
By the way, Ewan McGregor, that's a fucking great name. I just love saying that name.
It is great.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
That's a fucking amazing name. Ewan?
That's not a fucking word.
Just, it sounds...
Ewan?
I don't know. It's a good name. I don't know.
And he's brilliant.
Yeah, he's fucking
good.
Awesome. Yeah.
He's very good.
He's really
best part
good
of the Star
Fargo.
Wars prequels? He is very good in Fargo.
Oh, he's amazing.
Is he the best part of the Star Wars prequels, though?
Yeah, definitely better than Liam Neeson.
I mean, Liam Neeson's only in the
same
thing with the Darth
Liam
Maul.
Liam Neeson's pretty good.
I would say Darth Maul is the best part of the first one.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, best character design, best character, and then
yeah, that's why,
like,
he's in all the promo fucking everywhere.
That's
all
why
the
he's in fucking every poster and shit they knocked out of the park with that shit. And then
it looks
after
fucking
that,
cool as hell.
Yeah, but
some Brackies.
It's definitely not Natalie Portman.
Yeah, I mean, she's terrible. I mean, she's gorgeous, but she's terrible in those movies.
She's not gorgeous.
She's gorgeous in those movies.
She's not gorgeous. Hugh and Ivy's better in the first one than
I mean, that's hard to say because they fucking identical.
Because they play the same fucking makeup character.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's that flying...
Are you not into the white face paint and the, like, crazy, like, tiny lipstick?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Don't think Natalie.
That's not really a gorgeous thing as much as like a fetish thing.
Okay, well,
you could be pretty ugly and rock that, and that would still kind of be game.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
What about I'm all about that little flying dude with the.
Watto?
Yeah, Watto.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
He's great.
Your money is no good here.
Yeah,
he's so stupid.
He's a little asshole.
Yeah, he's like a Moroccan stereotype.
Yeah. Yeah. The plane. He might as well just be interchangeable with that too.
Might as well be one of those dudes from there, or like old school, like Casablanca or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ah, you foreigner, you.
You should just be like a wrestling character.
Yeah,
what
you know,
we were
talking about
all the wrestling villains are all just either. Fucking foreigners are super egotistical.
Yeah, or like they're better than you.
Yeah.
Like you're really rich or really good looking, you're going to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
And then your whole thing is like, I'm way richer than all you motherfuckers, or I'm way better looking than all you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're just a foreigner.
Yeah. Or, yeah, exactly.
Which is,
or you're like, yeah, my flag is different from your flag. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. I speak with an accent.
Yeah. I don't think that those kidnappings were such a bad thing. I mean, not that they would ever do that in wrestling, but I feel like that's the most evil that you could get.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a missed opportunity. I don't think, like, post 9/11,
they
should have doubled down on that shit.
Yeah.
There should have been one wrestler.
Yeah, there should have been one wrestler who was just like,
get the box cutter. He's like the box cutter, and he comes out, and like he's holding like a stewardess hostage in the beginning, and then throws her out, and then wrestles.
Yeah, she's obviously in like a bikini and something, because you know,
just a stewardess hat.
A stewardess hat.
This is wrestling we're talking.
Yeah, of course, giant fake tits.
He's got 3.5 ounces of Gatorade.
Yeah,
no fly
too
here.
Too much.
Yeah.
That's a half ounce too much.
Trying to light his shoes on fire all the time.
Yeah, shoes on fire.
What a, Come on, WWE. What the fuck?
Vince McMahon, where were you, man?
Yeah. That was the most evil guy that you could get to. There you go.
This is Al.
Heal or you want to heal?
Yeah.
Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Oh my god.
Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, that was his, nice. That would be his character name. Yeah. This is Al.
I'm very much on board with that. That's better than my box cutter guy. Al-Qaeda and the box cutters.
It'd be a tag team.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. Yeah, so shame on you,
let's
WWE.
Let's go back in time and
Vince McMahon. Just go for broke. Yeah. Go for broke. When people are gonna get mad at you. That's all publicity, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of publicity,
but all you have to do is have what 2001. So like have Stone Cold fucking just beat the shit out
that
of
was
him.
Whole, Stone Cold's whole thing was that
being a fucking American like redneck dude.
Yeah,
like,
I drink Budweiser. I beat up chicks. I don't know. He looked like he beat up a lot of chicks. He went mudding all the time.
Yeah, of course he went mudding.
Or mudding.
Speaking of mudding, I was...
Mudding?
I was,
yeah, there's no G on that.
No, there is no G. And I can prove it because there was an article that I read about 24 people from MTV reality shows that have died over the past like 2 decades.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Did one die mutton?
One died mutton.
Yeah, he was at one.
He was on that show. Buck
Rich,
Wild.
Yeah, Rich
it,
Hillbillies.
No, right? It was Buck Wild. It was just this like they just went to fucking somewhere out in the middle of the goddamn country in Alabama, and they just hung out with these kids who were not old enough to drink.
But they had like money and stuff.
No. Anyway. Not these. Yeah. And so they like had to entertain themselves with like country stuff, which apparently the rest of the country thinks is fucking fascinating. And so in between seasons, he went out with three other dudes, or he went out with two other dudes, and they were mudding, and the vehicle was submerged in the mud. And in the meantime, the carbon dioxide fucking backfed and fucking killed them.
Fucking ridiculous. Nice. It's ridiculous to
crack a goddamn window.
Yeah, at no point be like, you're lightheaded, guys. I'm starting to get a little lightheaded, guys. Let's get out of the car.
They're probably just doing whippets the whole time and don't even realize that they're lightheaded. Yeah, they're just like, yeah, let's do some more.
No, he's just like, gun it, bro. Gun it.
Just windows up, tight as fuck, vents closed.
America! Dead.
Like, Jesus Christ, really? Like, what a horrible thing to, like, what was your legacy? Well, he was on MTV's Buck fucking Wild.
Buck Wild, the show about fucking backwoods people.
Backwoods people doing backwoods things, like fucking dying of monoxide poisoning and while you're mudding.
He died like he lived.
Retarded.
Well, maybe he just realized what a facade life is, and
yeah, like an existential moment
at the ripe age of 20 as an up and coming MTV star. Sure,
he's just like fucking crank up this Kid Rock, man. Yeah. It's just playing in his head.
Uncle Cracker, fuck yeah!
The lyrics really hit him, and he's like, "I'm done with this facade that is life." I'm done with
some
all this.
Beach.
What is this? Yeah.
Somewhere.
What is this thing we call fame in this country?
Realize just it's all bullshit.
Yeah, this is all bullshit. Not worth living
all
for.
It's just bullshit.
Yeah. Take me, Lord.
Don't you crack that window, Cletus.
You know, the only real thing in life. Only real thing. Mudden.
Watching mud.
And in the article it said mudden with no G, so just so you know.
So, all right. Proof.
That had to go through editors.
Yeah. There was a difference between mudding and mudden.
Yeah, because I feel like if a person was reading an article and it said mudding, they would be like, I'm not really sure what that is. But mudden, you're like, I think I have an idea. I saw that guy with the Confederate flag and the big old stupid truck.
That show was covered in mud.
And it was covered in mud. So that would be mudden.
Hey, in fairness, it's fun as hell.
Yeah, it is really fun. I just also know not to fucking kill myself with carbon monoxide.
Again, that part's less fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been super fun.
For him.
Yeah, right up to the end.
Oh, you white people. I don't know what you're saying. While you were doing that, we were, dancing folklorical dances.
You guys were, like, building my house and shit.
Yeah, that's true. We were doing some good tile work.
My bathroom is phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah. Using our knees, kicking that shit.
Actually, speaking of like Americana stuff, I don't know if you guys noticed this. This is the first appearance that I can remember of the American flag pin on the suit.
Oh, is it Dan DeVito?
One of the detectives rocking the American flag pin on the lapel of his suit, which is, of course, a look that every Republican for the last 20 years is mandatory.
You can't run for office now without having that.
Yeah, without having that. Man.
They give it to you when you sign up for the Republican Party.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, you Republican, you caught that.
You're like, brethren! It's like being a part of the goddamn...
You were like
the weird guys with the thing and the symbols. You're that.
Hydra? Illuminati?
Yeah.
The Illuminati. Yeah. You were like polishing your flag pin when you saw it. You're like, what? Hey. I got to remember that.
He's welcome. Welcome right this way, brother. You get the special entrance.
Yeah. He wasn't the black detective. You're going to assure yourself of that.
I think it actually might have been.
Let's double check.
But maybe, maybe not. Right this way. Taxes, forget about those.
Yeah,
no. Do you hate taxes? I fucking hate taxes.
No way.
Come over here, friend.
You like money? I like money.
Idiocracy.
Do you love pretending to hate drugs but really actually loving drugs?
Like doing
me
a lot
too.
Of drugs? 1986 was a magical time. Again, like we said in the opener, no cocaine in this movie.
No cocaine, no.
There was millions of dollars in this movie and no cocaine.
Rich businessman.
Not one fucking ounce.
He drinks a lot of champagne.
Not even Bill Pullman and
he should have been doing a lot of cocaine.
His mistress, they didn't even do cocaine. Yeah. I was actually waiting because I couldn't remember from when I was a little kid if they did, but I was waiting. And then when they found that shit on the carpet, the detectives, I was like, oh shit, is it
it's
the
cocaine?
Cocaine? And then it was champagne.
Champagne. Yeah, yeah. He drinks like a shitload of champagne. Yeah. Not a fucking.
They all drink a lot, but no cocaine. No cocaine. It's a family film.
Yeah, it's an R-rated family film.
R-rated tit.
Yeah, faraway tits.
Yeah, and kidnapping family film. So before we go any farther, though, I do feel
sponsor time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
Is that what you were going? You're
refill
not going
time. Were we going for refill time?
Or, yeah. Getting
no,
whiskey?
we're gonna talk about sponsors.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
People Share's Video, number one, providing the movie for us.
They are number one, the number one spot in Southern Arizona for all of your movie rental and buying needs. Also, video games, adult films.
Adult films.
Yay!
They have fucking fidget spinners and posters. Yeah.
Do you guys really have fidget spinners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to stab both of you.
If you're listening to us
Did
before...
Did you go to Circle K and get them and then just display them at the store?
That's why we do everything. We sell Thirst Busters. We sell Diamond Dogs.
They're called Burst Busters.
People's Choice Busters.
This ice is kind of melted. Shut up.
Shut up.
Buy it.
Should have gotten here earlier.
Yeah. You like Sprite or you not like Sprite?
Drink the goddamn Sprite.
If you are listening to this before July 31st, vote for People's Choice Video for Best Video Store or Best Video Game Store.
Yeah, absolutely.
TucsonWeekly.com.
Yeah. Also, if you're listening to this on the July 4th weekend, they're having a big sale on a lot of their previewed movies,
which
are already super cheap. So go stock up.
Yeah. Do that shit.
Adult film.
you're fixated also, a little bit. You're a little bit fixated.
Also, our second sponsor, Beer Geek Bakery.
Beer Geek Bakery, we had the pleasure of having some delicious like brownies and what were the blondies made
with? They were hibiscus blondies with Copper Mine's hibiscus blonde beer, Copper Mine Brewing.
Damn,
delicious.
They were delicious.
Mm-hmm. And the brownies were Serrano brownies made with Dillinger's Serrano Seduction. And if you haven't had it, you really need to try it because it's fucking delicious.
So if you haven't caught on, these are delicious pastries made with craft beer. They're just incredible, and you can find them all over Southern Arizona. You're going to want to follow Beer Geek on Facebook and Instagram to find out about all the amazing events.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a lot of stuff going on in July, so even though it's hot, that just gives you more of a reason to drink. So follow me on Facebook or Instagram, and you'll see all the upcoming stuff. It's going to be fun. It's a good month.
Was it if you mention a podcast, you get $1 off,
Oh,
right?
Yeah. If you mention the podcast to my face, then you get $1 off a full-size treat. So make sure you do that, geeks.
And if you mention Beer Geek to our face, you get $1 off a sponsor on our show.
You guys are so generous.
Yeah, we certainly are.
We will not spit in your face.
We won't spit in your face, unless you're into that sort of thing, in which case, let's talk.
Yeah, but if we are ever in a fighting situation and you mention a podcast, I will not punch you in the face.
Yeah. Or you'll get double punched?
No, not in the face.
I say double punched.
The qualifier there, I will not punch you in the face.
You go stomach.
Yeah, I will go like tit if you're a chick, balls if you're a guy. Okay, I fight
that's
dirty.
Fair.
I fight dirty.
Yeah. As well you should.
I have nothing else. I can't. I have no upper body strength. It's all nails and ball punches, yeah. Dude. And I can't. Nails and knees to the balls. That's all I got. I got nothing else.
You can bite.
Yeah, that's true.
You got teeth. So, yes, if you're interested in sponsoring the show, definitely hit us up at blockbusternostalgia@gmail.com. Also, just in general, you should email us with any questions, concerns, comments, or hit us up on Twitter. I'm going to try and start Twittering more or tweeting more. That's the word that people use when they're not
tweeting.
Dorks. Like yeah, we're tweeting a little bit more on,
lost
on
the
that channel.
Man.
Yeah. Like, who is this old fucking
Twittering?
Fucking,
okay, Grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we're going to start using that more, that at 80s movie podcast. And definitely hit us up also on the Facebook. Like us and share us there and on iTunes as well. Back to the movie. So they're just the worst at kidnapping, I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, I think by this point, Danny DeVito's worked really hard to have her killed.
Yes.
Cannot have her killed because they're not murdered.
They refuse to do it. And every time
they keep lowering the price.
It drives him crazy. He's like, fucking, what do I have to do to get you to kill this woman?
They go from $500,000 down to all the way down to $10,000 because they just want something. And he's like, no, I don't think so.
At this point, I feel like they just don't want to kill her.
No, they don't want to kill her.
They're just like,
give
me something.
You guys are a joke. Like, you said you were killer. Kill her.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you have in your
pockets? They're getting frustrated. And meanwhile, Bette Midler is working out in the basement for whatever fucking reason.
Well, loses
boredom,
20 pounds.
Loses a whole 20 pounds in.
And like 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pure,
pretty good.
That's real Gandhi weight.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
And
that's 400 calories
so
a day.
She's clearly bettering herself and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
She's doing a lot of exercising and shit like that. And then not working out though. And then, it comes out in the news because, so again, back to the convoluted plan. The mistress.
Eric, are you taking a piss again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like it.
Pee sounds. We should stop recording this in the bathroom.
But it feels so good.
I mean,
in
the acoustics are the best.
And the tile work.
It's not going to stop me from peeing.
Yeah, that's true. That's
it's true. Just your couch or your toilet. Yeah. One of the two.
My fucking pillows used to take a lot of punishment before we moved to the bathroom. It's still back to the convoluted thing. The mistress sends a tape to the chief of police. Turns out the guy on the tape is the fucking chief of police, and he's just banging a whore, an actual hooker.
We assume.
Yeah. So he freaks out, and she's like, "Well,
that
arrest,
is an ugly motherfucker. That's a whore."
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, probably.
And
but
she
yeah,
was, again,
and so
like you
it's,
said,
it's
she was
whole,
really selling it.
It's a whole comedy of confusion because she thinks she's being like, "You have to arrest this man. There's the proof of his bad deeds." And he thinks, of course, she's talking about his adultery.
Yeah.
She thinks he's talking about a murder.
Her and Bill Pullman have not seen the tape because they're
hilarious.
Too scared. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they end up arresting Danny DeVito. And then Danny DeVito is like, holy shit, I got to pay the ransom to get her back because they arrested me for her murder.
Right. And yeah. The only way I can get off is if I prove that she's alive.
Yeah. So, but then by this point, it breaks in the news. That pictures of him with his mistress.
Right.
So Bette Midler is like, fuck him.
Mistress. Caught with mistress, so
yeah.
She's not a whore.
That's true. It says mistress, not whore.
You could be both. You could be both.
You could.
Or you could be one or the other.
Or you could be one or the other.
Or you could just be a girl who's down to fuck.
You could be DTF. That's true.
That's true.
I place no judgment.
Again, I think she's
let your pink flag fly.
Empowering.
No, when I call a woman a whore, that's a sign of respect, really.
I mean, if you've ever heard what Eric calls women, before,
yeah, that's true.
Whore is pretty good.
I shouldn't even be speaking right now.
Whore is pretty good. You should count your lucky stars.
It's, yeah. It's about as high a praise as I can.
That's true. That means she gets to work.
Yeah, exactly. And she's the only one. A
real,
I gotta tell you,
real piece of shit.
The other ones better be making dinner.
Yeah. Or, you know, baths or children.
Yeah.
The big three. So it's all over the paper. He's got a mistress. So then Bette Midler.
Right. But the whole thing is that Bette Midler and Helen Slater become friends because she points out that Bette Midler's lost all this weight. She freaks out because she's been trying to lose weight for years and years and years, haven't been able to.
Kidnapping is the best fucking diet.
Kidnapping is the best diet.
If I learned anything.
So if I can just throw this out there, please kidnap me. And provide me with a lot of weights, I guess.
If I learned anything from Locked Up Abroad.
Yeah.
Is that like you lose you, when they find you, you've lost like 100 pounds.
Yeah, shell of a person. Yeah, so.
If you could just put me in like non rape jail for a good 6 months,
yeah,
just
that,
so
I can get that's a good, a thing.
You're asking a lot.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean,
you don't have the kind of money Danny DeVito does. You can't ask for non rape jail.
No, and I'm so cute. I just go very bad.
I don't even think Martha Stewart got non rape jail. She's not the same person.
No, but she did the raping, scarred. I think.
No. Yeah.
She's tall.
I mean, I think she tried to, like, crochet her way out of a lot of things, but didn't really.
I think maybe she started crocheting, but then crochets turned into skivs real quick.
Yeah, but
that was just your
I don't think she got raped. I think she, you know, like, went along with it.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
There was no Martha Stewart rape.
No, she was just, like, mouthful.
Mouthful Martha.
So, that's why they called her Mouthful Martha. That's in her book. It's in her book. That's in her book. Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, so Danny DeVito's trying to get it out, but or get back his wife. Now he's going to pay the ransom, but now they're all buddy buddy. Yeah. Oh, the other thing that happens is Helen Slater shows her all of her designs,
which are because amazing Bette Midler.
Yeah, somehow.
But to us,
they
it
look
is
like
the stupidest fucking
Joker's
shit.
Like nightmare closet.
Yeah, it looks like all the Harlequin, like
the alt costumes that Bruce Timm was
never
like,
no,
fucking
we're not
garbage.
Using any of those. Yeah. Yeah, like why would Harlequin have like 14 colors on those sleeves? That makes no sense.
It's too much. It's too much. Even for her, it's too much.
Well, Bette Midler is like, this is the best thing I've ever fucking seen in my
life.
And
then she finds out that, oh, my husband stole all of your designs and stuff.
Yeah.
No wonder you kidnapped me. We're best buddies.
We're best
now.
Friends now. You can go, Bette Midler. Bette Midler leaves. And then add to the convolution, there is a serial killer.
Yeah.
Right.
Killing people.
Which we haven't mentioned at all, but has been a subplot running throughout the entire movie.
There's just a guy killing people, and we see his picture every now and then.
And he happens to show up at their house.
And they kill him.
And they kill him by accident.
Yeah. Just to add to the hilarity.
And there's a good scene, too, where Judge Reinhold comes home, finds out that Helen let Bette Midler go, starts freaking out, and Helen Slater is just like, no, it's gonna be fine. He's like, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, clearly the police are coming.
Yeah. Wow. And then the police come, but they're not there, and blah, 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 and then they kill her, all that shit. Anyways, Danny DeVito finally ponies up the dough. There's a real, he tells his mistress what's going on. He tells the police what's going on.
Yeah.
And obviously, Judge Reinhold and Helen Slater and everyone knows what's going on. So everybody comes together.
Well, actually, Bette Midler and Helen Slater and Judge Reinhold all call Danny DeVito again and demand that he give them
$2 million.
It's all, it's every
everything
bit of his wealth.
Yeah. Because she knows exactly.
She's worth like $15 million.
Yeah, but she knows exactly what he's worth, and that's what they're asking for.
Yeah. So she wants to take him for everything.
And she smartly, no joint bank accounts. He cannot get any of her
money. Yeah. Which is fucking great.
That's my girl.
Yeah. Special for 86. Good job.
Yeah, good job.
Good job, Bette Midler. Yeah. Clearly, you married Danny DeVito. You knew.
Yeah.
So they set this whole fucking thing up, and they set up an awesome, like, it's another, like, final, like, a heist type of deal.
Right. So everybody comes together at this drop. Judge Reinhold gets the briefcase from Danny DeVito. Then all the cops show up.
Yeah.
And then
Judge Reinhold's like, you gotta let me go or I'm gonna kill her.
You'll kill her. So then all the cops back up. Then Bill Pullman shows up, tries to rob him. It's a very hilarious scene.
Yeah. And it's a scene with Danny DeVito, Bill Pullman, and Judge Reinhold, like, fighting over a briefcase. It's really fucking good.
Yeah. Then the whole time, like, the cops, like, keep popping up and then popping back down.
Yeah.
Then they all follow Judge Reinhold as he's making his escape. He drives off the pier.
Yeah.
And
they fish him out of the water
and oh, bam.
It's that fucking serial killer,
dude. The serial killer. He got away. They actually planned it out.
Makes sense. The serial killer would also be the kidnapper.
Yep. Uh-huh. Danny DeVito then, like, Bette Midler shows up, identifies the body, covers for the kidnappers, then beats the shit out of Danny DeVito in a very funny scene where the cops are talking about how strong their marriage is.
I hope my marriage is that good in 15 years. And they're like,
Bette Miller's
choking.
Choking the fuck out of Danny DeVito.
Takes him into the fucking wild.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal physical comedy, which makes sense. I mean, for all of the times that we've said that Bette Midler is terrible, she's actually very good at physical comedy.
I wouldn't say she's terrible. I always thought she was really funny.
Yeah.
She's really funny on the same level that, like, Barbara Streisand is funny, where it's more just like, Barbara Streisand is actually, like, really funny, but I think that Bette Midler's face also makes her funny.
She does have a really ridiculous
face. It's like Ben Stiller
face.
Where you're like, half of it is that your face is fucking weird, you know? Like,
just looking at you, you're like,
you're like, that's goofy. Stupid. You're like a weird monkey man.
So she gets a lot of that, like physical comedy, a lot of, like, the over-the-top, goofy, dumb-looking comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And rightly so. I think she really, like, shines at that.
For sure. Yeah, and obviously, Danny DeVito's a national treasure.
Love him more than fucking anything.
So much. He's great. Yeah.
Again, if you want to come to the podcast.
Yeah, for sure, Danny DeVito. Anytime. Literally anytime. Anyone from this movie. Fuck.
Except for Judge Reinhold. Fuck that. That's gross.
No, Judge.
Oh, Judge Reinhold's cool.
Mm-hmm. If he puts a bag on his head.
Hey, well, you don't have to look at him, I guess.
I do have to look at
him. He'll be on Skype. It'll be fine.
He's the judge.
Can we, like, turn the screen off?
Audio only.
He was hot, like, then, but now he's just weird. He is my kind of hot. He's my level of hot.
He's your level of
hot. He's my level of weird.
Like, bumbling, normal.
You do have some weird tastes.
Yeah.
No judgment again.
Yeah, we can
chase your bliss.
Yeah, Jonathan Silverman.
Yeah, when the only person I've ever known was super into Jonathan Silverman.
I don't know why.
I know, he's cool.
He's beautiful. Judge Reinhold 1986 is fantastic. Current is
speaking of Judge
disgusting.
Reinhold 1986, the same year.
It's disgusting. He looks like a bloated fish.
This is the same year that Judge Reinhold voiced Hot Rod in the only good Transformers movie ever made.
Weird.
Yeah.
Transformers the movie, 1986.
He does have a cool voice.
Yeah, he does. Dan DeVito has a really fucking cool voice.
Yeah. DeVito's the best. And I did want to mention there's a really, really, maybe my best, the best, like, dry comedy moment, the most, like, Abram Zucker moment is when the cops call Danny DeVito to go identify his wife's body.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking great.
Because they're like, your wife has died.
We think we have your wife. We need to come identify.
And he gets there, and the coroner pulls down the blanket, and it's a black dude.
Yeah, and then Danny DeVito's reaction is like, that's not her.
It's just the driest, most serious reaction.
It's so fucking good. That's not her. That's fucking good. And this movie is also full of Danny DeVito, like, almost getting Bette Midler dead, and then... Because they take him to the other body, and he's like, it looks like her a lot, but it's not her. And then he gets fucking mad, and he's like, I mean, she's alive. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he has to pretend like he fucking cares.
Yeah. Even
there's
at
a
the
lot
end,
of that.
Yeah, where he's like, she's dead. And then he's like laughing, but then tries to be like, no, I'm crying.
I'm crying. Yeah, leading up. He's like 4 foot tall up against that fucking five foot
small.
That child safety railing.
Yeah, exactly.
He's so little. Also, he looked normal in this. Like I said, this back when Danny DeVito looked like a normal person.
Yeah, like
more or less.
He looked like a short guy, a short business guy. Now he's just Frank Reynolds,
like permanently.
Yeah,
there is no alternate character. Like he is.
No,
he has become him.
It's like a weird miniature fucking like version of my dad. Like,
but he's made a career now out of playing like kind of goblin-esque characters. Yeah, like, yeah. The whole thing with the Penguin and the Batman Returns, where he's this kind of monstrous thing.
What the fuck else is he gonna get casted for?
You gotta play the troll toll to get into the boys' hole. Exactly.
The most classic of classics.
Yeah.
Speaking of classics, let's talk about classic movies, or not so classic movies, that we would recommend if you like Ruthless People.
Recommendations. Let's do recommendations first. Then I'll jump into the shit that I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I guess I'll start first. I'm going to go with the obvious choice on this, Screwed.
That's a great recommendation.
Screwed, the two of the greatest fucking stand-up comedians of all time. Norm MacDonald.
Dave Chappelle.
And Danny DeVito in this movie. And
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and it's another kidnapping story gone awry.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald is a fucking butler for this rich bitch. Herman.
It's just the old, like, she's the mom Sherman also Hemsley, on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
She's Alec Baldwin's mom.
Yeah, Sherman Hemsley is a fucking, like, her, like, assistant guy. But they decide to kidnap her dog. And then in a mix-up, the dog comes back and they think that they kidnapped him.
But they kidnapped her.
Yeah, so they have to pretend. And then Danny DeVito ends up kidnapping her. It's this whole fucking kidnapping thing. Fucking Norm MacDonald, man. Fucking Dave Chappelle. You can't go wrong with everything that every time that they're on screen, it is fucking great. Sarah Silverman.
That's right.
Yeah. It is fucking great. I fucking love that movie. Watch that. It's really stupid, but hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I still like Dirty Works better, but I mean, everything Norm has done, I am 100% a shit for. He is my favorite comedian of all time, so.
Yeah, Dirty Work is, I would say, better, but this is
pretty... But Screwed is really funny. Mm. And like you said, you get Dave Chappelle, you get Danny DeVito. It's phenomenal.
You get some Norm MacDonald comedy in there when they make like the tape of him in the dog kennel.
That's right.
And he's like, oh God, like they're not feeding me. And there's like, what is that? Is that urine? It is. It's human urine. That's clearly like a Norm MacDonald joke.
A Norm MacDonald. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Anyway, that's my recommendation. Screwed.
I'll go next, I guess. I'm going to recommend a recent movie. Not a phenomenal movie, but a very enjoyable, fun movie. Art of the Steel. Kurt Russell leads the cast. There's also a lot of other people I'm totally spacing on because I've had a lot of whiskey tonight.
Is DJ Qualls in that shit?
No, it's Jay Bruchel.
I love Jay Bruchel.
He's great.
Dylan, what's his name?
Matt
Dillon.
Oh, I love also Matt Dillon.
Very good. Yeah. It's a great cast. It's a heist movie. Kurt Russell plays this stuntman who's also like an expert thief, and he gets dragged back in for one more job as it is like to do.
As usual. You can't just leave. You get one more job.
Exactly. But it's a very funny movie. There's a lot of just really, really good jokes and some nice twists and turns as it goes about the kind of the heists and the reveals and stuff like that. Just a fun time at the cinema. So pop that in your VHS and sit back and enjoy. Emma?
I'm going to recommend Quick Change with Bill Murray, Gina Davis, and Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid is fucking amazing. I mean, I know he's got some weird shit going on in his life, but...
Yeah, we can't hear you. You just fucked your microphone.
Oh, sorry.
And not in the good way, like you like. All right, try again.
Not in the Hoover back way. I am going to recommend Quick Change with with Bill Murray, Gina Davis, and Randy Quaid. And it's a bank robbery movie with, where Bill Murray, Randy Quaid, and Gina Davis decide to rob a bank. And the twists and turns of it are pretty genius. It's fucking hilarious. I don't know. Like, it's just a great movie and it ends unexpectedly. And I don't know. You just need to see it because it's fucking great.
It's also got like a clown.
It's a clown heist.
Yeah, the whole thing is a clown heist, which is fucking great. And in this one, Judge Reinhold dressed up like a clown to go pick up the fucking money.
That's right. Connection. And also just Bill Murray.
Yeah, you know. Bill Murray's great. And this Gina is actually Davis. One of the very few Gina Davis movies that I like.
Really?
I don't really like her.
Late 80s, early 90s Gina Davis. I'm 100% on board. Yeah.
What about Earth Girls Are Easy?
Yeah, Earth Girls Are Easy.
I watched the beginning of that.
Cutthroat Island. Long Kiss Goodnight.
Nope. I've never seen those.
Jeff Goldblum, Damon Wayans, and Jim Carrey.
It's like Jim Carrey's first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Gina Davis.
Yeah.
It's pretty
funny. Also, Cutthroat Island with her and Carrie Ulz, right? As the pirates?
Yeah, yeah, the pirates.
That sounds terrible. That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
No, I mean, box office wise.
Oh, it was, yeah.
It is, for a long time, it was considered like the biggest flop.
Long Kiss Goodnight's phenomenal, though, with her and Sam Goodnight. Yeah, Sam Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time, it was considered like the biggest flop ever. And then, you know, more flops came after that. Right. No, it is clearly like fucking Lone Ranger and
John Carter. Yeah, way bigger flops.
But back then, it was like the highest budgeted flop that there was.
Yeah, it sounds like my nightmare.
No, it's pretty good.
Well, now see, but the nice thing now, it's actually a fun movie. She jumps off a fucking cliff. It's cool. It's like Pirates of the Caribbean, but with Gina Davis.
Yeah, but if I was like, hey, what is the alternate movie of Pirates of the Caribbean that I could watch? I would fucking watch Treasure Island by the fucking Muppets and be super happy.
Yes, yes.
And not be like, why, what the fuck is Gina Davis and Carrie Ells doing in a fucking movie together? This is my nightmare.
Really?
That sounds like the worst fucking movie ever made.
Yeah.
That's a weird nightmare that you have. But
what was that? Walter Matthau's movie, Pirates.
That's Pirates. Yeah, yeah. That was Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski. Yeah. That's a fucking great pirate movie.
Yeah, yeah. There's some good ass pirate movies. Yeah. What was the one? The Mutiny of the. What was the one?
No, it wasn't. I don't know what you're saying.
All right. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But that's our recommendations. Now, Francisco had a super interesting story to share, I guess.
I did not.
You I was trying to get attention.
No, there was a couple of cameos in this that I wanted to point out. One of them, the mugger mugs Danny DeVito, is fucking Frankie Carbone from Goodfellas.
Oh, that's right. That's
fucking
right.
Great.
Yeah, he's fucking great. Frankie Carbone's one of my favorite fucking characters in Goodfellas.
Him and his wife get killed with the
hitting your microphone stand. It's cool.
Anyway.
And then happened again. If you tell me to get close to it, then I'm going to
get close with your mouth, not your hands, which is a thing many men have said to you, I'm sure.
There's like 2 feet of microphone right now.
And if you hit him, which nobody would blame you.
It's true. I'm going to hit him with a fucking microphone.
Yeah, if you go straight glass to the face, nobody will blame you. No, Frankie Carbone is the one that they freeze. They find him in the freezer and they had to thaw him out for 2 days before they can do the autopsy.
That's right,
yeah,
that's right.
He plays a mugger that he, in a very funny scene, he tries to mug Danny DeVito right when they're waiting for the kidnappers to show up. Yeah. And all the cops show up and pull the guns out. Yeah. And he's like, this neighborhood has a crazy neighborhood watch.
Yeah. Again, very
is he
funny.
The one who bought a fur coat for his wife at the Christmas party?
Yes. What?
Okay.
Yeah, he buys a fur coat and he's
like, God damn it, I told you to
Robert
play.
Robert De Niro's like, what is it? What the fuck is this? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, but it's my fur coat. And they take it away.
Yeah. And Frank Carbone's like, shut the fuck up. And pushes her out the door. Fucking great. He's all also right. an idiot. And then also, the guy that plays the serial killer.
Yes.
I can't remember his name, but he plays the Dane in Miller's Crossing, my favorite fucking.
Yeah, your favorite Coen Brothers movie.
My favorite Coen Brothers movie and my favorite gangster movie.
Which, wow.
Like, not gangster and, like, modern gangster, but, like, 1930, like, Prohibition-era gangster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My favorite, like, Prohibition-era gangster movie.
It's a good movie.
For sure. I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, it's very
And the
good.
Dane is a great character, and he plays the serial killer that shows up in pictures throughout the movie, and then at the very end to get killed.
It's kind of funny because throughout the movie, they keep showing this hand-drawn mugshot, and it looks just like Judge Reinhold.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, I thought the whole time.
Yeah. It was Judge Reinhold, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to point those out. Those were good cameos. Good cameos. I really like those cameos. Mm-hmm.
So real quick, before we leave, Ruthless People, yay or nay?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's a great movie.
I've loved this really movie funny. Since I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's no Airplane or Naked Gun, but definitely a fun time at the theater, which it's not playing at because it's 30 years old. So
I love the way everything came together. It was super convoluted and sometimes stupid, but still like really fun.
Oh, the loose ends I was talking about is the mistress.
I don't care.
The mistress just leave. Like she, there's no mention of her after Bill Pullman gets.
She's a mistress. She's got other rich guys to fuck.
She leaves, whatever. And also the police captain, I guess, just takes off, just leaves town.
He was getting his passport.
He was getting his passport. So he just leaves town.
But at the same time, he's got shit to do.
I feel like. If you're a police captain, you get caught with adultery.
That's okay.
Who cares?
I'm not
like maybe you
mad
get divorced.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
maybe
it's
know,
a little bit of a scandal because even like look at fucking Tiger Woods. That
it's
motherfucker
a scandal,
is
sure, but you don't have to leave the fucking country.
Yeah,
you don't have
Tiger
to flee
Woods
like. You don't have
I don't
to flee
know.
Like
just
your aforementioned Roman Polanski. Like you don't have to run to fucking France.
Oh yeah,
like
he is. I think. his bad break was that he wasn't in New York, because in New York you could just like add a little bit of accent to it and be like, hey, yo, hey, I got the, you know, I got caught a little bit. Me and my wife were here. I'm sorry. You know,
also in New York, I feel like an nobody Italian woman would not give one fuck.
Yeah.
Because
she's slowly pointing.
She's got her own fucking agenda.
She's like, you're going to be dead in like 2 years. And I'm going to be raking up that sweet, it's fucking heart failure. Pension.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's especially not fucking heart failure.
New York cops get sweet pensions.
Oh, yeah, if they die on the job, especially. God, man, you got to like cross your fingers.
You better be like, hoping and praying.
So that's the end of the episode.
No, what you were going to say?
Seriously, how many fucking trains are going by tonight?
It's a lot of goddamn trains.
Never in my life.
Had this many fucking trains.
Yeah. Anyway. So I apologize for the trains. Because
not me. That's what you deserve, listeners. Train sounds.
I mean, I feel like this episode was shitty enough without them, so just put that in your ears, assholes.
Yeah. I feel like you were shitty in this episode.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair.
If we just want to collaborate and do a podcast.
That's fair, too.
I mean, to be honest, he did bring the chicken. So, like, well, okay. That's we'll keep true. Him around a few more episodes.
I mean, and the microphones and the soundboard.
The soundboard.
And the editing
the
and, like, the posting
the whiskey
the
is a whiskey from last week. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's all true.
Oh, you're a fucking key to this.
God damn it.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you have to deal with my depressing... just nihilistic, quasi-suicidal opinions for the next few weeks at least. Yeah. I feel like
last summer was the point where you were like, wow, this is shit. And then this summer you're like, it's already 114 degrees. I could be dead.
Yeah.
And there's like this flip-flop of like, where's Eric?
I do get those thoughts sometimes where I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to kill myself because it's too hot. But then I'm like, I don't want to get bloated.
Just immediate stench.
Yeah, I don't want people to find me just like four exploded. Times my size. And that's a picture.
Yeah, you're just exploded. Yeah, all yeah, over just exploded all your all nice over the, things.
All over my stuff that I worked so hard to collect.
Poorly
Quato. Yeah. No,
he doesn't
I don't want that.
Just blow yourself up.
Just like
that way
dynamite.
They can't find yeah exactly they can't find your body after that.
No, yeah, if I was gonna kill myself, I would go out. We're talking about the Niagara Falls, right? I would go Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
I
think. That'd be a good one. Volcano. Yeah.
But are you just gonna go bare body, or are you gonna go like in a barrel and then like slowly drown?
No. You just jump.
A barrel sounds pretty cool. Dude.
No, fuck that.
Because if you go in a barrel, but I mean, no one's gonna find your ass, and then you're gonna be like starving and or drowning.
If you survive, though, you get that whole like. New lease on life. Oh my god, I survived.
Fuck.
That's not why you're doing this, though.
I mean, yeah,
it's true, but
you know,
also.
you get a chance. You roll it. You like it's like a protection.
I see. So
it's almost like if you rent a car and you get the insurance. Like, fuck, I might chip this windshield.
Yeah. Like if I
so
like
I'm gonna commit suicide, but if I survive,
it would be dope as fuck.
It would be dope as hell because then
to
I'll
tell
be like
story.
A fucking immortal person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
The goddamn Highlander.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. Like, if I was like, I'm going to get super coked out this fucking weekend and rent a car, then I'm going to get all the insurance on the car.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, fuck the insurance. I'm
fucking
insurance.
In the parking lot, pulling out of the car.
Yeah, and then I do whatever the fuck I want in the car.
You
because
go
I got
through
full insurance.
The tire spikes. As your first.
That's just as you got the fucking insurance.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
So that's why the barrel.
So anyways, blockheads, that's the end of the episode. And
yeah.
I don't know. I guess our lasting message with you should be just kill yourselves.
In the best way possible.
Please don't.
And no.
Don't do that.
Do that.
Don't
well,
do that.
Yeah, no.
Don't
do that
at all.
Actually, don't do that. We don't have that many listeners and we appreciate those who
do have there's like four of you. Please, the four of you do not kill yourself.
The few listeners that we have.
But what's next week? Yeah, is it Beetlejuice next week?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say Beetlejuice is next week.
It's probably
week.
Not Beetlejuice.
Me and whoever I get to replace Eric next week will be here. Talking about how sad it was that he died.
Yeah, or not. I think we should just be.
Fucking bitch.
Or we
not even just... dead yet. the corpse is not cold.
Dude, okay, if you commit suicide, do you want me to be sad, or do you want me to just be like, well, yeah, yes, I fucking I saw it coming like sad. For 5 years.
It is Beetlejuice, actually. But yes, so, you should nailed be goddamn it. Sad.
Okay, and in tribute to you, if you're not... You know, if you're dead and you're not living, next podcast, I will throw my voice and pretend to be you throughout the episode.
You can't impersonate me.
Yeah, you can't impersonate me.
I'm wrong. You're spot on. Spot
I know.
On.
Just I'm like so you're, yeah, just like so you're Tom Cruise.
I'm seeing double here. Yeah. Four Erics.
That was so many
me's. There are 18 Erics here right now.
Next week, yeah, Beetlejuice.
So in conclusion, next week is Beetlejuice. Please join us back.
Yeah, hopefully
then.
We have a special guest for next week. For Beetlejuice.
We were looking at a special guest, and it's probably going to be Michael Keaton. I'm just going to break that down.
Yeah. If you guys like Michael Keaton, he's going to be it's on the Michael podcast
Keaton.
Next week.
Michael Keaton and his wiener.
Yeah.
Wow.
As
they're two different people.
Yeah, they are.
That's they have separate consciousness. That's how big his penis is.
Obviously.
I'm E.G. Sykes.
Somebody save
me. I'm Francisco Landine.
I'm Emma Peterson.
Good night and good journey.
We love you.